If you have your Bible, please turn with me in the Old Testament to the second book of Kings, in the fourth chapter. 2 Kings, chapter 4, and we'll break in to the chapter at the verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to the lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat her on his knees till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called her, and she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, he said to Gehazi his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she said, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away, and the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Amen, and may the Lord bless the reading of his word to your hearts. Let us each one just take a moment before the Lord now in prayer, and just ask God to speak to your heart tonight. Even if you're not a Christian, it's not your practice to come here. It's a good thing for you to ask the Lord to speak to you tonight from his word. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee, O God, that again the Bible is an open book before us. And O God, we pray that thou wouldst now take of thy word, that thou wouldst bless it to those who would hear. O God, we're conscious of the congregation before us, but Lord, we're conscious also of those who are listening in, perhaps in sermon audio, gathered round the computer. And O God, even those perhaps who have came upon the service by chance. But we know, O God, in thy providence, that they hear thy word. And so, O God, take us now. Fill us, O God, with thy spirit. Hide us behind the cross. And help us to glorify thy name. Bless thy word to our hearts. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The portion of scripture that we've read together describes for us nothing more than what can be summed up as a tragedy. The loss of a young boy's life. It started as an ordinary day, the son going out to his father in the field, but then just taking unwell. And then just a short time later, that home is plunged into the very depths of sorrow, to the very depths of tragedy. And you know, our sympathies are with those who are in mourning. Our sympathies go out to those who have lost loved ones in recent times. But you know, the Word of God holds out hope, and the Word of God brings comfort to the brokenhearted. And you know, as we give consideration to what has happened here, I would like to draw your attention in particular down to the verse 26, where the prophet says to his servant, Run now, I pray thee, to meet her. And say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child. You know, the service we had in here this morning, we were considering our God and His comfort. Our God is the God of all comfort. And it is true to say that God cares for you. It is true to say that God knows and understands every situation in your life, and He is interested in it. He cares over it, even the little things. And this text, just think about it again. It asks a question, is it well with thee? And you know, that on the surface appears to be a simple question. Is it well with thee? We could ask that question as we do daily. I'm sure when you receive a phone call and someone says, how are you doing? Are you well? And depending on how well you know them, you'll give them an answer. Yes, I'm doing grand. I'm okay. I'm this, I'm that. Perhaps if you know them a bit better, you'll maybe tell them the truth of how things are actually going for you. But it's a simple question. Is it well with thee? But tonight, I would like you to consider it as a spiritual question. Is it well with thee spiritually? I would like you to consider your soul tonight. Is it well with your soul? We sang that hymn together. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know it is well with my soul. I wonder tonight as I look upon you in the congregation and those who are listening in on sermon audio, I wonder if you take this question and apply it to yourself, can you say, it is well with your soul? You know, there are so many times we can come to church and we can listen to the message. And it's human nature sometimes. I heard our moderator describe it as pitchfork hearing, where we hear a message and we think, that's a good bit for him over there, and that's a good bit for him over there, but it doesn't apply to me. But the text is so simple. Is it well with thee? Is it well with you? Not the person beside you. Is it well with you tonight before God? You know, if you're in the meeting and you're not a Christian, you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, well then, I have to say, it's not well with you. No matter what you say, you could say, yes, it is well with me. Things are going well in my business. My bank account's looking well. I've got a new car. I'm happy with my life. You could say, it is well with me. But you know, in light of eternity, those things matter nothing. Those things count for nothing in light of eternity. Is it well with your soul? A simple question indeed, but it's also a searching question. It's a searching question because of who is actually asking the question. As I've said, when we get that phone call from someone in work, or someone we know not too well, and they ask us how we're doing, and we say, we're doing all right. But perhaps you haven't been well, and a friend knows you haven't been well, and they ring and ask how you're doing, and you confide in them, and you tell them how you're doing, and you tell them how you're feeling, and you're down a bit, and things haven't been going too good, and you share that with them, and they share the burden with you, and they're with you to encourage you. And perhaps you've been to the doctor and you're waiting on test results, and when the doctor asks you how you're feeling, when the doctor asks you, are you well? It's a very serious thing then, and you have to consider the answer that you give to the doctor. Because he's trying to help, he's trying to find the cure, he needs to know what's going on with you. But there's no more a searching question when it comes from God. It's so serious when it comes from Him. It's the Lord asking us tonight, is it well with you? And he asks again also as we read the text, is it well with thee, speaking to the wife here, is it well with your husband? Is it well with your children? And you know, the children here in the congregation, the young people here in the congregation, they're loved. And we carry a burden for you as a congregation, as a people here. You're not our children. We have our own children in the congregation, but we love you in the Lord. And we know sometimes there are those who have been brought up well in the church and they're not walking right tonight. And as you read this text, you think of it, is it well with thee? Is it well with your wife? Is it well with your children? And you'd have to say, no, it's not. And we pray for you in that. We're with you in that. We uphold them before God that the Lord might touch their hearts tonight wherever they are. But it's important even this thought, when the Lord asks, is it well with thee? And is it well with thy husband? It's speaking there of the family. And our homes have to be right. And our relationships with each other have to be right, so that our children can be raised right. So that the blessing of God can be in our homes and be upon our children. And we pray the one for the other. And perhaps you're sitting in the meeting tonight and you know it's not well in your relationship. And even to our young people entering into relationships and seeking to getting married, you might think there's things in there you'll change down the line. If they're not right now, put them right now. For they'll not be right down the line. You'll not put them right. They'll not change. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband, with thy wife? Is it well with thy child? It's a searching question when God asks it. And God knows your heart tonight. And if you're in this meeting and you've just come in, perhaps at the invitation of a friend, perhaps at the invitation of a family member, but is God speaking to you tonight and you know you're not right before him? You know you've got sin in your life. You know you haven't put it away. You know, there's only one remedy for sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ and his blood, his sacrifice. The Bible says he died the just for the unjust. Why? That he might bring us to God. You know, you can come here every week. You can read your Bible every week. You could be the greatest free Presbyterian that ever lived and be in hell. We're not here to promote a church tonight or a way of life. We're here to present Christ. We're here to preach to you the truth as it's found in the Word of God. And the Bible says, for all have sinned. All have come short of the glory of God. Is it well with thee? If you're yet in your sins, it's not. If you're yet in your sins, it's not. This question tonight, it is simple. It is searching, but it is solemn. And the gospel message, while it is a message of hope to a world without hope, while it is light in the darkness, it also carries with it a great solemnity. And standing here before you tonight, I feel it. I feel the solemnity of the message because the responsibility tonight has been placed upon me to present the Word of God to you. And I am accountable tonight before God as a watchman for your soul. And so I didn't come here tonight to entertain. And I didn't come here tonight to tell something to someone else. I came here with a message tonight for you. And a challenge tonight for you. Is it well with thee? And you need to answer that question tonight, not tomorrow. Because we're not promised tomorrow. As we read even in this portion of Scripture, just a young boy going out to the field to see his father. And you know, as I was thinking even on this text, we were having our barbecue on Friday night with the youth. And we rang out to Josh. Josh was out in the farm with his granda. Josh loves to farm. And his granda loves to have him farming with him. But I was thinking of this text in my mind. And as I rang out to Josh, I said, Josh, do you want to come into the barbecue? And he said, no, Daddy, I'm happy enough where I am. Josh loves to be working at the farm, you see. But this here wee lad just went out to his daddy in the field. And it was only a few hours later that his life had ended. Now, I thank God that there was hope here, because they turned to the Lord and the Lord raised again the boy from the dead. And you know, as we've talked about the family and we've talked about the loved ones who are lost in sin tonight, there's hope tonight in the gospel for them. Parent, there's hope for your child tonight in the gospel. There's hope for your loved one, your husband, your wife, tonight in the gospel. Because God is able to raise from the dead again. Those who are dead in trespasses and sins, God can give life to. And I can testify to that tonight. I lived a life without God, without hardly a care for God, till he stopped me in my tracks, and he woke me up, and he opened my eyes to the reality of the gospel, and he opened my heart to its word. And you know, if God can do that for me, he can do that for anyone in this house tonight. He can do that for anyone listening in sermon audio. He can do that for any of our children who have gone astray. Is it well with thee? Perhaps not. Is it well with thy wife, with thy husband? Perhaps not tonight. Is it well with thy child tonight? Perhaps not. But you know what? I draw your attention just to the verse 23, the words of the Shunammite woman. She says this, it shall be well. It shall be well. And that's the promise of God and Christ. Our brother Lawrence testified to the miracle of grace in his life that saved him. I testify to you tonight. I tell you tonight that it shall be well with thee if you come to Christ. He can deal with your sin. He can take it away. You know, we get confused sometimes by sin. We get deceived by sin. And we see it as a barrier to God, and it holds us back. Christ has overcome. Christ can cleanse from every sin. Christ can set you free tonight. That's the message of hope. It shall be well. I trust that the Lord has spoken to some soul tonight. I trust that if you're here without Christ, that you would give consideration to this word. And if it isn't well with your soul, that tonight you would put it right. You would do business with God. Call upon him. For he says, as many as received him, shall he give the power to become even the sons of God, even to those that believe in his name. Are you ready to receive Christ tonight? For he is ready and willing to receive you. May God bless his word to each of our hearts. Let us pray. Our gracious God and loving Father in heaven, we thank thee, O God, for thy presence in the midst tonight. And O Lord, as we've looked upon the sea of faces, O God, we know not the need of the heart, but thou dost know. And Lord, if there's one who knows not thee, we pray today, even here in this house, that thou wouldst give the saving grace. Lord, that it might be well with them. Lord, with the husband, with the wife. Lord, with the children. That it might be well with them. O God, take now that which has been of thee. Bless it to each and every heart. Outpour of thy Spirit upon us, O God. Take us from here in safety. And grant, O God, that thy name might be honored and glorified. For it's in thy name we pray. Amen.